Hello, hier ist Emmy für euch. Willkommen zurück zu einer neuen Folge Star Talk. Ich durfte mit Madison Beer sprechen. War natürlich total aufregend für mich, weil ich sie schon auch so lang kenne. Ich weiß noch, im Jahr 2012 wurde sie, glaube ich, von Justin Bieber entdeckt, der so ein Video von ihr repostet hat. Und ab dem Moment fand ich sie einfach mega. Ich habe alle ihre Songs gefeiert, ihre Covers gefeiert, alles. Mittlerweile hat sie auch natürlich super viel Musik. Anfang Januar ist ihr drittes Studioalbum Lock It auch rausgekommen. Und darüber haben wir natürlich auch gesprochen. Und auch darüber, wie sie auf dem Album mit Herzschmerz umgeht. Und im Frühling startet ja auch ihre Locket-Tour. Was euch da erwartet, hört ihr jetzt im Interview. Also ganz viel Spaß.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
How are you doing, Madison?
Good, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
I'm good. I'm so happy to see you because I've been a fan for a few years now. So this is a big deal for me. I've seen on Instagram that you've been rehearsing for your tour that's coming up soon. How's that been like?
It's been really fun. I mean, it's definitely intense, but it's fun. There's so many, it's cool. Like there's so many different working parts that then in the end all come together. So for me, it's fun, you know, going from like rehearsals with the band to then, you know, rehearsals with the dancers to then rehearsals with the production. And then they all kind of in the end all meet in one place. So yeah, it's really cool. I'm excited for this tour.
Cool. I'm going to be there as well in Hamburg, but we'll get to that later. Do you remember the first time you performed on stage? And do you still get nervous like that? Or is it like a completely different feeling from back then?
The first time I performed technically on a stage, I would say I was really little. I used to do this like after school class. And I mean, it's definitely not comparable to what I do now, but it was for all the kids in my class's parents and my parents and whatever. And I remember I was very nervous for it, but I was probably 5 or 4 years old. So I don't really like fully remember it. But then I would say my first real performance I can like genuinely remember was probably this show I did in London when I was promoting my new song Dead. And I mean, I remember, I think we did 3 shows in one day, if I remember correctly. And like, there was like 3 different time slots. And it sold out. And it was probably 150 people, but it sold out. And I remember I was so like shocked that that happened. And then yeah, I was probably super nervous, and I feel like I don't get as nervous anymore. I get more nervous about the show going smoothly than I do about like myself, I guess, because I don't know, I feel like I'm at the point where I'm, if I mess up or if I forget a lyric or if I hit a bad note, like it's okay. But I'm very particular about like the run of show. So I think that's what I get the most nervous about, is that like the show is going to run smoothly.
Yeah. I really liked your album Lock It, especially like the feeling that it captures when you're like stuck in a relationship. You know you need to get out, but you really can't. Do you feel like writing these songs like helps you process these kind of situations, or does it actually make you even more emotional?
Probably a bit of both. I mean, I think that this album I was writing while I was going through all these things, and I was going through a breakup. And so I think it was eye-opening, because sometimes I feel like I was thinking in certain ways, and I was being like, oh, maybe I don't feel this way, or maybe I do, or maybe it's not that bad or whatever. And then I would go in the studio and I'd be like, this is what I want to write about. And everyone would kind of look at me and be like, well, if that's how you're feeling, then I feel like it's very telling of, you know, how you're feeling in your relationship. And so I just think that, yeah, it was helpful for that reason, for sure. Like it was eye-opening in many ways. And it was healing. I mean, it's hard, you know, it feels like you're talking a lot about something. And sometimes I feel like it is obviously easier to stop talking about it. But wow, this piece of hair is so blonde. I need to get that done. But yeah, I think it's like a mixture of, it helps, but it also intensifies it. But I think in the end, it's helpful. It gives you a lot of insight.
Definitely. I think it was the beginning of your Lock It era. You said that Your Still Everything is your favorite song. Is that still the case, or is there a new one that's your favorite?
I mean, I love them all, honestly. Like they're all, I think, amazing. And so I can't pick a specific one, but yeah, I mean, I love Your Still Everything, but I really do love them all equally. Yeah.
My one's Bad Enough. I love that one.
I love Bad Enough. Yeah, so that's definitely one of my favorites.
I heard you said back in an interview that back in the day you would have had Justin Bieber in a locket. Would you still have him today, or is there another artist that like inspires you today?
Yeah, growing up, Justin was definitely like my number one. Another artist that inspires me today, probably put Paul McCartney in there if I had to
Cool.
pick one.
Yeah, I like that one. And I've always wanted to ask this, I've always wanted to ask artists this. When you go to a concert, can you enjoy the concert as a fan, or does like your musician brain kick in and you like notice things, or you're like, ooh, I would have done that and that?
I honestly try to only go to concerts of people that I am a fan of. So I think that like my fan brain takes over more and I just love it. But I do think I see things that maybe like the average person doesn't see as much. Like I can see the lighting programming. Like I can tell which lighting they're using, or I'm curious about like some gags or tricks they're doing. Which I feel like people aren't usually thinking about that when they're watching a concert. But for me, I kind of go to shows being like, what do I like about certain things and the way they look, and yeah, so I feel like I have both like fan brain on, but also I do think I look into the intricacies of, I'm always the person that if you're sitting next to me, I'm like, look, you see right there, that's how they're doing this, or like you see, I'm kind of always like pointing things out. But yeah, I love going to concerts though. It's really informative for me. It's fun. It's like just live music is just amazing.
Yeah. Who's the last one you saw?
The last concert I went to, that's a good question. I think the last show I went to was probably Tate McRae, which was a long time ago. So I'm
That's a
thinking,
long time ago, yeah.
was that really the last show that I've been to?
That
I
was
can't
last year in
remember.
spring, I think. Well, that she was here in
Yeah.
Europe for spring. I remember that.
He was here, I think, like in September, I want to say. But wait, now I'm gonna look in my camera roll because I'm like, that cannot be the last time that I was at a show. I think it was. Yeah, I just the
No
forum
way.
it came up, yeah.
Oh my God.
Which was in September. So it wasn't that long
It wasn't
ago,
that,
but
yeah.
6 months ago is a long time for me to not go to a show. Wow, shame on me.
Well, you'll be
I'll
going on your
go.
tour soon, so
Yeah.
you've got
Yeah.
your tour coming up, the Locket Tour. You're also coming to Munich, Düsseldorf, and Hamburg.
Yeah.
So very exciting here for Germany. We're also presenting your concerts at Energy. Are you
And
excited to
Berlin
be?
too,
Oh,
right?
yes. Yes.
Berlin too, yeah.
Are you excited to come to Germany? Did you enjoy
Yeah.
your last German shows?
Yeah. Germany always is so fun. I love it. And that's why I think you guys have the most shows out of anywhere. So I am spending a lot of time in Germany this time, and it's just, yeah, it's fun. The people are lovely. The food is great. I love Germany, and the fans are awesome.
And is there anything different this tour has to your other ones?
Pretty much everything, to be honest. And I am trying to keep things as secretive as I can, because I would love for, the fans in Poland on opening night to get the full reveal of it all. So I'm not going to say too much, but it's very different. If you came to my last tour, it's very, very different.
Okay, exciting. I saw in an interview you said that you actually enjoy performing the vulnerable songs because it kind of like the fans make it a nicer experience because it's a sad song, but your fans are singing it. They know all the lyrics. It's like this beautiful way. Was there like a moment on stage where you remember like you were singing a song that actually made you emotional, but it kind of shifted for the first time?
I think all the sad songs I kind of get emotional and choked up usually, and I love performing them because I feel really connected to the fans. Sometimes when you're performing, I mean, I love performing the upbeat, like fun, dancey ones too, but sometimes when you're doing that, I feel like you're kind of in the music less than you are like connected with the people watching. And so, yeah, I mean, I just love having those emotional moments and feeling really connected to them. And when we're all kind of singing about heartbreak, I think it's beautiful. It brings us together.
Definitely. And my last question, one of my favorite things when I go on, like when I see a concert, is seeing all the outfits like on TikTok or Instagram from the fans and like all the like the costumes they all make for like different concerts. Are you the same? Are you the same? Do you also like scroll before a show, look at all the outfits from your fans?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think that that's been something that with this tour, I kind of feel guilty about because the fans were like, what should we be wearing? And I don't want to reveal anything that I'm wearing because I'm like, I want that first night for them to all get like surprised. So I'm excited to see what they wear to the first show based off of like the little things I've been teasing. And then probably it'll be pulled from a lot of other like eras and stuff. But yeah, I think that after the first show, people will kind of be like, okay, this is the vibe and this is what I should be wearing. And yeah, I don't know. It's tricky though, because like I do want to tell them, like, you know, if you want to match it, maybe the night before I'll post like a little teaser, but I don't know.
Like a little mood board.
I don't know. I'm still deciding. I feel like that's such an awesome thing about like opening night is like they get the real like first reveal, you know? So yeah, I
Cool.
don't know. I don't know.
Well, thank you, Madison. I really enjoyed our little talk. Okay,
Thank
thank
you
you so
so
much.
much.
Have a lovely
I
day.
appreciate you. It was nice to meet you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Das Energy Stream Team. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Checkt die Energy Webstreams. Zum Beispiel Energy Germany Top 40. Egal wo ihr seid, egal was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. Checkt Energy Germany Top 40 und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Hit Music Only.